Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Getting into Bad Bunny, because of course, when we're talking about the third most popular artist in the world, especially for the year of 2024, he only gave us 4 tracks in 2024, I believe. Let me see. 3 tracks in 2024. But counting this one, which is what we're talking about today, it's technically 4 for the year of 2024. So L Club, which probably not how you pronounce it. You know, it's probably some other way you pronounce it. But hey, I don't speak that language, so I don't know what the little apostrophe above the U is. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if it's an apostrophe, but it's something. So excuse my ignorance. But we're just going to call it L Club for today, right? That track is out on all DSPs. And I think one of the more genius ideas I've heard in the past 2 days was from Parks from the Joe Budden podcast. With Bad Bunny, or Bad Bunny's last album being released in October 13th, 2023. And then, of course, Drake has been dropping every single year. But for this year, I don't think he dropped a solo album. Yeah, so he didn't drop at all in 2024, which, can you even believe it? Like, it don't even seem feasible that Drake could not drop an album in 1 year. But he actually did not drop an entire project in 2024. Parks from the Joe Budden podcast brought up an idea that Drake and Bad Bunny should make a collab project for 2025. Now, he didn't put a year on it, but I am. That's what I'm doing. Because when I'm looking at this list, as far as the top global artists of 2024, they could pull what Kendrick and Future and Metro and The Weeknd and ASAP and Rick Ross, I mean, the Avengers basically did against Drake, pulled together to try to compete for that number one spot. Because analytically speaking, Taylor Swift is just dominating all these musicians. I mean, it's not even close. Like, she's giving belt to you know what as far as numbers and statistics. And to clarify it even further, go to Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Because right now, I basically have the top 10 artists globally up. So that being said, as you can tell, Taylor Swift is number one. I wish they would show the total amount of streams just to show you how far ahead she is of the, like, as far as the pack. So number two is The Weeknd. He's not collabing with Drake, right? He could make a collab album with Bad Bunny, but I don't think he would ever. Well, he's never going to collab with Drake. Unless they make like an Ontario album and be like, you know, we're doing this for our country, which in that case, I could see the Weeknd and Drake album. Because technically, both of the entourages are really close, which, you know, is very spooky when you start to get into certain happenings that were illegal as far as what happened towards Drake's house and the connections between OVO and XO. But that's all I'm going to say. I'm not Vlad. So, you know, let the police put the puzzle pieces together. But anyways, so yeah, they're not collabing, right? But then number three and number four, you see Bad Bunny and Drake. Now, they could pull a hip-hop version of what Kendrick and Future did against Taylor Swift and basically make a collab album and try to dominate the entire year of 2025. Because another tidbit that I wanted to let y'all know is that Taylor Swift just has no mercy when it comes to showcasing how way more popular she is than any other musician. Kendrick Lamar dropped GNX and the whole world was celebrating, right? This man sold 324,000 first week sales. They was like, yeah, go Kendrick. Number one album, right? Second week, Tell Me Why Taylor put out vinyls and she sold around 400,000. It wasn't even like first week sale. It was just some remix of a vinyl and she sold that amount, right? So when people are looking at that, they're thinking to themselves, why would Taylor do that? Like, is Taylor trying to set like a precedent that whenever a popular artist drops, she's going to drop after them to let them know, you can never mess with me on your best day? Like, that's basically what she did to Kendrick, because even though it wasn't on his first week, it was basically showcasing that, hey, I can drop whenever I want to and do bigger numbers than the guy that y'all are saying is the best in hip hop right now, right? So here it is right here. So was it 7 weeks ago? It wasn't 7 weeks ago. Cause she basically made an announcement for this. Let's see, April, November. I don't know if she took it down, but she put out vinyls, right? And trying to see if she, because I don't want to spend too much, because we're trying to talk about Bad Bunny, but this definitely ties in because somebody got to team up to take out Taylor. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, everybody do it to Drake when he number one. So now we got to do it to Taylor. You know what I mean? Equality, right? So anyways, Taylor Swift basically, I'm trying to see what she sold. Taylor Swift, let me see, vinyl sales. They're talking about her being the most streamed artist in the world, which everybody knows that. I mean, it wasn't even close. So anyways, I can't find it. I'm not just gonna spend all this time trying to find it, because basically Kendrick put out GNX, Taylor Swift came back out and sold her vinyls. Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, so Taylor Swift's Eras book. Here we go. So this is from Variety. Taylor Swift's Eras tour book sells a reported 814,000 copies in 2 days, right? And basically she bundled that with the album because you can do that, right? If you put it in, if you order it, and you give the label, as far as Billboard, enough time ahead of time, they will count it towards your album sales. So that's why she outsold Kendrick by a landslide. But it's still an accomplishment, because getting somebody to purchase something, I think, is harder than getting somebody just to stream your music. It takes 1,400 to 1,500 streams to equal one sale. So if you have 814,000 hard copies that you sold in 2 days, it's way more impressive. So anyways, so yeah, I was just letting y'all know that Taylor Swift is just out here just completely putting belt to you know what on every single musician. And that's why, to tie this back in, Bad Bunny and Drake need to do a collab album, because we're talking about equality. You know, I'm tired of Drake getting ganged up on because he's been number one for so long. Now it's time for Taylor Swift to get ganged up on, because boy, is the numbers not even close. Like, the numbers not close. So we need Bad Bunny, Drake, collab album, vinyls. Don't forget the vinyls, because we don't care if it leaks. We need to sell a lot, right? Because of hip-hop, I don't know what it is about the genre, but let's just say we invented a lot of things when it comes to streaming because of our use of illegal methods when it came to pirating certain songs. So that's why people don't, well, that's why hip-hop artists don't do vinyls way before their album releases, because then their music would just get leaked. I don't know why, but hey. Just, we got the statistics to back it up. You know, it's just a sad day in history. So anyways, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Just want to let y'all know that Bad Bunny's track El Club is out right now on all DSPs. It's basically Afro Puerto Rican plena. I don't know what that means, but the song is about exploring long introspective and Bad Bunny's thoughts about an ex-partner. So, you know, just relationship type bars. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about a possible Bad Bunny and Drake album to dethrone Taylor Swift. And even if it's not to dethrone Taylor Swift, what do y'all think about the possibility of a Drake and Bad Bunny collab album for 2025?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.